Well, good afternoon to Mr. Walsh. It's the penultimate game of the season, perhaps here at Gig Lane. Your thoughts on today?
Cracking day, though, isn't it? Good atmosphere, hopefully, today to go with the wonderful Manchester sunshine.
So, can you just let us know the exact place that we will be playing at if we get through to the next game? If we win tonight, today, and we win Saturday, we're definitely going to be playing away, aren't we? There's no change there.
If we win today, then we'll definitely be here on Thursday. Unfortunately, with the final, we can't do anything about it. The league have done everything they can to try and swing it for us, but the rules are quite straightforward. There's no room for manoeuvre. They've been very good with us this last year, allowing us to play some of our home games at Stedley Bridge. But at the start of every season, you have to nominate your usual home ground, and we've nominated here. Stedley Bridge has allowed us to deal with any potential backlog of fixtures. If you look at anybody else who's had a run in the cup, Chasetown for example, then they've had a horrendous backlog of fixtures. Stedley Bridge has allowed us to keep on top of the fixtures, and I doubt really whether we'd be in this position if we hadn't had that backup at Stedley Bridge, because it's enabled us to clear to clear any potential backlog of fixtures. So hats off to the league, really. They've kept us informed at every stage. They've done everything they can. We've got a really good relationship with them at the moment.
Well, that's good. I mean, what's the situation for next season? Perhaps, let's say we do get promoted on Monday of next week. Stedley Bridge Celtic in our division for next season. Will that still have that relationship, hopefully, to use their facilities next year as well?
Different league, different discussion.
Right.
I don't know, is the answer.
Okay.
I know that if we were in this league, then we'd be able to continue. But I'm not sure, going up to the conference. The conference have a different set of rules, different set of people. It's about making new relationships with people and establishing new working relationship with people. When we first came in this league, it wasn't so straightforward for us to get people to understand what we were about. And I'm bracing myself for the same when we go in the conference. Yes.
Let's hope there's not a Mr. Hardwick in charge of in charge of the division above. But let's just get away from the present day football and any updates in situation in regards to Ronald Johnson playing fields and anything you can give us over the airwaves.
We're still in discussions with the City Council, still in discussions with Mostyn Juniors. Those discussions are going very well at the moment. I know people are anxious about not hearing very much from us at the moment. There's nothing really to report other than discussions are ongoing. We've been talking to the offices of Mostyn Juniors about how the partnership might work, and every meeting we have, the discussions go forward in a positive way. We've talked about pitch usage, we've talked about how a relationship might develop, and how we might be able to work with them to help them achieve their ambitions on that site. Of course, we've then also got a planning application, we've got a process, and the consultation with residents. At the moment, we're not able to further discussions with residents because of the local elections.
Of course.
We've been asked just to hold fire until the 5th of May, because otherwise it starts to become an election issue, and that's not the best atmosphere in which to have a sensible discussion and consultation with residents. So we've been in touch with a few residents groups and other community groups, and again, you know, the picture is positive, really, considering that we're putting a football ground in the middle of a large housing estate. There's going to be people who are going to be resistant to that as a proposition,
of course, yes,
until they realise what the proposition is. It's not just about a football ground; it's about all the community work we bring and everything that will be developed in the ground, and what, you know, sort of things that we're talking about developing, like energy centres and broadband for people in the local area, community facilities that people can take advantage of within the clubhouse, and the maintenance of what is a terrific community facility.
Of course, and it is a lot more, as you just said there, a lot more than just a football stadium. And again, that's something that, obviously, if we do go to Ronald Johnson playing fields, we'll be bringing to the community. Well, listen, as always, I know you're very, very busy, man, and you spend plenty more time than you often do here. So with that, thank you very much, Andy.
You're welcome. Thanks
very much. We'll see you for the post-match celebrations, hopefully.
Cheers, pal.
And see you a little later on.